This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Back by popular demand, Vincent returns to the Theatre in the Square for a third time after sold-out seasons and multiple awards. Daniel Anderson masterfully conveys the life of Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh through cabaret. And I'm delighted to have Daniel as my guest now to tell me more. Daniel, welcome. Thanks so much for joining me.
Cherise, it's so lovely to be back. Thank you.
Daniel, you have got the show got 3 awards and you 2. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we're very grateful to the Naledi Theatre Awards for, firstly, the platform that they provide for us as theatre makers and artists. And so we were blessed to be nominated in 6 categories this past awards season. And then to walk away with 3 of those 6, we were completely bowled over. And so we're very grateful to the Naledis and to the Gauteng people for their kindness and support.
Daniel, you got 2 of those awards. Let's not be modest. Tell me about those 2.
So the first one was for Best Breakthrough Performance, which is a lovely category, I think, especially for big new kids on the block like me. Nobody knew who I was. And then Vincent came along and then people started to see the work that I was doing. And so to be recognized in that category is very, very important, I think. And it gives a voice to a lot of people who are struggling to break into the industry. So if you come with work to the Gauteng region and you do it well enough, you know, you will at least be nominated in that category, I believe, and it's a great platform. And then the award that I definitely wasn't expecting to win at all. I mean, by that point, I think my belt was undone. I was sitting in the chair for Best Lead Actor in a Musical Theatre Production. I mean, I was in such fantastic company, and so to be just to have my name read out among those names, you know, people who I've looked up to and who are my friends and who do amazing work in this industry, to be singled out among them was absolutely phenomenal.
Tonight is your 100th performance, so it's been quite a long journey.
Yes. Well,
how has that journey been?
The journey has been exquisite. I mean, you know, 100 shows, I can't actually believe it. But in a way I can, if I just think back to the various points of meeting with an audience. This is a very special thing anytime it happens in the world, in a theatre, if you are an actor and you meet with an audience. And we've had 100 meetings with different audiences, and they've been novel experiences every time because of how wonderfully people have responded to the piece and to Van Gogh's story. Bring on the next 100.
Let's talk a little bit about this actual story. What do you think about that story has such relevance today?
Well, there's 2 major components of it that make it very relatable. The first one being the issue of mental health, which is now a conversation that we have very freely in our society, and that is wonderful, because those days in Van Gogh's time, you were just weird if you weren't in that certain box. Now we can identify and celebrate people for being, you know, the way that they are. And it's just fantastic. And so that's the first thing. And then, of course, the lens that we tell our story is one through unrequited love and the search for love and to be loved and to feel love. And I think that everybody can resonate with that on some level. And for those who haven't yet, they will get to resonate with it at some point.
And I know we have to take a break, but before we do, I just want to just remark on Van Gogh is how he has been celebrated and sometimes appropriated and wrongly so.
Yes.
And do you feel like you are finally putting the story right?
Well, I don't think that. I think that a character that is as enigmatic as Van Gogh, there are various, you know, lenses through which you can see the story. I won't ever stand here and say mine is the right way, or, you know. But what we have done is we've extracted a large portion of the dialogue content of the show from Van Gogh's letters themselves, which were preserved by his sister-in-law after his death and after his brother's death. And so that correspondence between him and his brother is very important, because you get at every point in his story a very clear picture as to what Van Gogh was thinking, how he was thinking, how his thinking changed. And so they are direct translations from either the Dutch or the French. Mm. And so it is, and he was an exquisite writer, actually. So we get that.
I suppose that creativity comes through.
Yeah.
We have to, unfortunately, take our break now. But after the break, we're going to look at what it was like to do 100 performances.
Fantastic.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
And I'm talking to Daniel Anderson, who is playing the Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh at the Theatre on the Square, the play Vincent. Tonight's your 100th performance, Daniel. Have there been some standout moments?
Well, it's been, as I said, a fantastic journey. I think the first standout, we were received very warmly at first in our hometown of East London. We then moved to the Grahamstown, or now National Arts Festival, where we had our first performance and nobody clapped throughout the whole show, which is very different to East London, where we sort of had to, you know, okay, we sit down and just calm down and so we can carry on. But yeah, it was. There was a sense of appreciation for the art, and they loved it, and it went on that year at the National Arts Festival to win a Standard Bank Bronze Ovation Award, which we're very grateful for. And then I think another standout moment for me was coming to Gauteng to Theatre on the Square, where, as I said to you off air, you know, the Johannesburg people just received this piece so warmly. We were completely blown away by that.
So I think I was at that first performance, and I was sitting quite close to the stage. And after your very, very first song, there was almost a standing ovation in the middle of the show. There was such a, and I actually think I saw you like take a second take. And I don't know if it's because you had just come from more, you know, cold Cape Town or Grahamstown.
Yeah.
Or what?
I think, you know, people respond differently. Geographics is an amazing thing, and I won't say that one audience is better than another, and their response is, you know, we love a warm response, but we've had good response to the show, whether it's in Cape Town or Makanda or whatever, but I think that what I get from the Joburg people, which I'm very grateful for, is the sense of not only are they going to show appreciate, not only are they going to appreciate you, but they feel very strongly that they should do something about that appreciation. I mean, that very first run, I remember going, doing the opening night, and the Leon Pretorius, the CEO of the Naledi's, which just so happened that year to fall in the middle of my run on the Monday evening, came to me and said, my entertainment sort of set up for Monday night is full, but I need to have you at my awards. Would you mind to come and perform one of the songs from Vincent? And of course we were blown away by that and bowled over, and so we went. And so I find that is amazing, that not only are they happy to show how happy they are, but they're happy to do something about it.
And express, and I think we do just really appreciate good art. We don't have much time, unfortunately, but you started singing at the age of 4.
Yes, as long as I can remember. You know, it's that cliche line from the ABBA song that Mama said she said I could sing long before I could talk. And then at about the age of 8 or 9, somewhere around there, I by accident became an Elvis Presley impersonator.
As one does, by accident become at the age of 9 an Elvis Presley. How did that happen?
I fell in love with Elvis Presley. I think he was just so charismatic and amazing voice, and really a energetic performer, something I really resonated with. And so, yeah, I went on to do that. And then 2010, when I was 10 years old, Amanda Bortma, who directed and wrote Vincent, I was cast in a musical that she was doing in East London. And the rest is history. We worked together ever since, and now we're here.
Okay, so this show is, you are on at the Theatre at the Square until the 24th of August. It's rare that I have seen a theatre audience so enraptured by any play. The music is absolutely beautiful and the story is absolutely compelling. So if anybody would like to go and see it, you can phone the Theatre on the Square or you can book through CompuTicket, and it runs until the 24th of August, and it is a must-see. Daniel, Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Cherise. It was lovely to be here. Thank you to your listeners.
Thank you very much. That was Daniel Anderson, the singer and actor at Vincent.